welcome in to another edition of Daily Tap for Thursday, January 25th. Charlie here with you. You can find us on NoTapWI, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as subscribe on iTunes and Google Play for my Android friends. How are we doing tonight? This is sort of behind the scenes, but I keep doing these too late, just too late. I had like the whole night to myself. I, you know, did some stuff and I was like, I'm going to do this early. I'm going to get a head start on it. Maybe watch a couple episodes of The Sopranos. Maybe dive back into Giovanni Versace. I was going to give it another chance, guys. And then I didn't do it. And it's midnight and I'm taping the podcast. And that's just how I do it. And then I just, sleep's been all bad. I do this stuff for you guys. I do it for you because I love you and I love doing this. I'm having a blast. So thanks to everybody who's been listening. Thanks to the people who checked out Tapping the Keg this week with Mitch. I thought it was one of our best Tapping the Kegs we've done maybe in the last, I don't know, it's 3 months, 4 months. Like, we were just firing on all cylinders. So if you haven't listened to that yet, go back and listen. If you're more of a Daily Tap guy or gal and you never have done the Tapping the Keg experience, may I recommend this one especially. So Nolan Murphy on the show next week, so look forward to that. But let's start talking about today's, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff happening. It's always good when I can split out what I'm blogging about as well as what I'm talking about. Podcast-wise, as I don't try to overlap, there will be a little bit. You might have saw the Giannis thing I wrote this morning, but I also did want to talk about Giannis talking to the media today. We all expected it to happen. We talked about it on Tapping the Keg on for Wednesday that he'd be speaking out on Wednesday, and he sure did. And now we react. And I think the biggest takeaway is Giannis said in more mature words than I ever could, I'm really pissed that Jason Kidd told our whole conversation to the media. He's a real asshole, and I really wish that nobody would have known this because this is a private matter. I want to keep it private, and I wish that he would have just left this alone. In more eloquent words, Giannis said that, and Giannis was very personable, very relatable, very just, he was everything you want in a star athlete. He didn't show any signs of moodiness. He didn't show any signs of discomfort. He handled it like a man, even in a very tough situation. In the first real precarious situation that Giannis has faced himself with, he handled it as well as anyone. He basically taught a masterclass to Jason Kidd of how it's done. And he shows that, you know what, he's not really about going to be putting up with the petty bullshit. He's not going to seem mad. He didn't give anybody a headline. He did not give one single sports radio talk show. They had nothing. They had nothing from it. It was just Giannis stepped up to the plate and hit a goddamn home run. And that is, I think, what everyone wanted and everyone hoped would happen. And I think no one expected it elsewise. Now, I'm sure there's going to be a few things leak out in the coming days that are going to probably come from the Kid camp. We already saw Chris Hayes, part of the Jason Kidd rehab tour. He may be the captain. Talk about the two guys the Bucks released. Oh, yeah, they're well-respected. I hadn't even heard of these fucking guys. I didn't even know these. I kind of heard Eric Hughes. But the other guy, who's apparently well-regarded and well-respected, fuck out of here. I didn't even know who that guy was. Who cares? Guess what? You're not going to have guys who are Kid guys poison the well. If you think the Bucks are that stupid, then you obviously think this is the Kings. This is the Milwaukee Bucks. They know at least a little bit of what they're doing. And we've already went over the fact that the front office seems to have right the ship since summer. We went over why it looks so bad in the summer. And that's another thing in Tapping the Keg. I deliver an A-plus theory on Justin Zanuck. And I really think it's true, and I'll reiterate here, that I think Justin Zanuck wanted this job, but he wasn't going to take it with Jason Kidd, and it all fell apart. And there you have it. And that's why John Horst got the job out of the last second. John Horst said, I'll put up with Kidd's bullshit for a little while longer. And then it didn't. And so, yes, he may have. And that also might have meant that Kidd drove John Hammond out of town. I saw that today. And let's not, like, be all about John Hammond. Like, John Hammond did get Giannis here. But John Hammond had his fair share of fuck-ups, too. So don't act like John Hammond deserves, like, you know, well regards. He was a fine GM. He was good, not great. You know, let's just put it that way. So that's, I think, you know, we'll, I think it might be, I hate to say it, I hate to knock on wood, but it might be the end of the Jason Kidd saga and we can just get back to basketball. It did seem like a lot of the guys were happy with listening to what Brogdon said. I think Brogdon feels free. I'm here for Brogdon averaging 20 points for the rest of the season. I mean, if Malcolm Brogdon has like just a huge second half, this Bucks team may get to 50 wins. And I know it's very hard. They're going to have to win 26 to 36 to finish the year. But if Malcolm Brogdon is a 15 to 20 point scorer to finish the year, Bucks are going to be very good. And they're going to be very hard to beat with all the other pieces that are involved. Jabari Parker should be back soon. He was out practicing with the boys today. We'll wait and see. It would be some shit if Jabari was there on Friday night. If Jabari was ready to go Friday night, I think you would have many thoughts about the whole Jason Kidd-Jabari relationship. It would just, I don't know if the Bucks would do it. I don't think they would do it. I really don't. I don't mean to get everybody fired up and excited for this, but I don't think they're going to do it. I really don't, guys. But who knows? You never know. Maybe the Philadelphia game on Monday night, and then it's a little less obvious, but it would still be a little, we'd still have to raise that question and still at least talk about it. Let me introduce you now to Slow Your Roll, a new segment on the Bucks coaching search to basically sniff out any bullshit that we see and that we think is not a tangible rumor. Now, granted, we could use Slow Your Roll for like kind of like the Russell Westbrook gif, the interesting gif, kind of insert that into your brain right now. Okay, so the first contestant here is Rick Pitino. All of a sudden it came out, I think the Courier-Journal had, well, Rick Pitino would be an interesting fit for the Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, I wonder where that came from. I'm sure the Bucks would love to just have a guy who basically was Adidas's hitman and ran amok, and oh yeah, by the way, he had sex in an Italian restaurant and came all over himself in 15 seconds. But I've been told by Part of My Take we don't make those jokes anymore. I just want to say it on my own podcast. I hope we all understand. We don't need to be the laughing stock of the NBA. All those Italian restaurant jokes, those come to the NBA and they come at the Bucks' expense. No one wants that. So besides the optics perspective, Rick Pitino was an awful NBA coach. He was a terrible offense. He had no eye for talent at all at the next level. The guy is also old as shit. There is no way that Rick Pitino is even coming close to this job. Not a chance. But it would be pretty funny when people just be like, Ray Allen is not coming out that door. Sam Cassell's big balls are not coming out that door. And there's the other component. Not that this is like a huge component of the thing, but the whole thing about all the Marquette fans pretty much hate his guts after, you know, because the Louisville-Marquette rivalry was so strong for years, and I don't think they could really stomach cheering for Pitino. God knows I can't, and I'm a Marquette fan. So that is the first Slow Your Roll. I hope you enjoyed it. There will be more. Trust me. We will have some ridiculous coaching rumors. We've said that before. It's going to happen again. So speaking of rolls, you usually put sausages on rolls, and the racing sausages are in the news. Only Milwaukee could get all upset about some racing sausages. It's such a Milwaukee thing. It's why some people laugh at us. It's why people think we're fat. It's very quintessential Milwaukee. So people are mad because the Brewers announced out of the blue that Clemens was no longer the racing sausage sponsor. Apparently it came out of left field. Clements didn't see it coming, and they're out. Using your sausage is in. Now, let me tell you, I don't care who the racing sausage sponsor is. If I can still bet on it, legally or illegally, wink, wink, Brewers, you know, maybe create a little gambling game to it. I don't know. Good idea for the ballpark app. Just the thought. Anyways, this doesn't matter. This is a non-story. This is just a middle of January story. And thank God Jason Kidd got fired, because if it wasn't, that it would be like a lead story. Brewer fans are so fucking weird sometimes. They just are some of the weirdest set of fans. Now, maybe it's because they're part Packer pinhead, and so it's a weird blend of the two, because it's like scrappy underdog, but also elitist. I think Aaron Nagler called a title town today Elital Town or something. Elital Town. I don't know. It was beautiful. I need to like see the proper pronunciation so I can use it more in my vernacular. So anyways, it's a special blend of Pinhead. It is a, you know, I don't even know how to explain it. But the fact of the matter is this is the same fan base who went goo goo gaga over a fucking dog. So I'm not surprised that they're so mad about some racing sausages. This team won 86 games last year. Why the fuck do we care about racing sausages? It's a race that happens. Our kids get fired up on it. Oh, little Johnny's chorizo shirt doesn't say Usinger's on or says Clements on it. Getting my sausages mixed up. And now it's Johnsonville, so they can sell a bunch more Johnsonville stuff. Who cares? Is Johnsonville a little bit long for a sponsor name? Yeah, but I'm not going to pee on their Cheerios. I don't really care. Because guess what? It's fucking racing sausages. It's not about the team. They didn't just trade Lewis Brinson and a Polish to be named later. It's like, guys, relax. It's not a big deal. Yes, the deal was shady, but sometimes business is kind of shady. It happens. So let's just all fucking relax. I apologize for the cursing, but my goodness, this is dumb. There are some things that sometimes you just have to be exasperated by and just say, this is stupid. Why are we doing this? And this is a classic example. And I look forward to people. I just want one. I need it injected into my veins. Just one person, and I'm sure it's out there, that's boycotting the season because they switched the sausage race name. I really want that one person. If you see that, tag me in a tweet. I'd love to know who this person is. Because man, oh man, absolutely dumb. Real quick note on something else, and it's about food. It's totally different. My girl Carol from the Journal Sentinel, who is the goat of the food writers, and she had an article come out tonight that the guy who does Gypsy Taco and Gypsy Burger is changing his name because it is offensive to Roma, which is a set of gypsies. Are you fucking kidding me? Gypsies. We're worried that we're going to be offending gypsies. Yes. When is the last time you thought about something? Yeah, maybe you don't call somebody a gypsy. That's, yeah, that has some negative connotations, sure. But come on, dude. Were people protesting at your door? People like, hey, man, maybe you should stop this. And, like, I don't mean to go all Clay Travis, Burt McHenry on things here, but, like, there has to be a line. There has to be a line where we're like, okay, yeah, that's a little offensive. You probably can't do that. There's so many things nowadays where we're like, gypsy is not one of them. That definitely is not. So what a weird move. Good for that. It's the crumbling. It's just the start. And the other thing too, though, I mean, just thought. I talked about, this is the same guy who's part of that Snack Boys that I called out last week. If you have a bar named Snack Boys, but you can't have a gypsy taco, like, what? So should we call it the Snack Nonconformist? I mean, if we're going to call something Snack Boys, I mean, isn't that kind of offensive to all other genders, all other people, what people identify as? Like, come on, man. I mean, if we're going to do one, we might as well do both, right? Talk a little bit about the Packer coaches who spoke on Wednesday to the media. So first real time that we've heard from Mike McCarthy since all the moves have been made. Same with Mike Pettine, who stood up to the stage, as well as Joe Philbin. You know, not a ton of takeaways, nothing that you really can see. I think people were like, oh, Pettine's a cerebral assassin, and he's kind of said, I'm going to evaluate the roster. Be very interesting to see really where Pettine starts and goes and says he has really no interest in being a head coach again, wants to just sort of be a teacher. It sounds like a guy who, if wanted, he'll be here for the long haul and he'll stay here for a while. Now that means Packers have to be successful and all the other things that go with it. Joe Philbin being back, I think, you know, there's not much where you're like, wow, Joe Philbin, I mean, we'll see. The Packers have a lot of work to do. It'll be interesting to see how Philbin incorporates a guy like Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones and what he thinks about Ty Montgomery. That, to me, would be my first question for Joe Philbin. He spoke a little bit on some of that stuff, but that would be my first, like, if I'm Joe Philbin and my first day of work, first thing I'm looking at is the running backs, because when Philbin was here, they did not have a running game. They now have a running game. That is a sneaky part of next season about Packers have guys that could be potential 1,000-yard guys. Both Williams and Jones, I think, have, you know, they're not Kamara and Ingram, but they have some traits that make it seem like they have a dominant 1-2 punch that can sometimes take some of the pressure off Aaron Rodgers, and it's a beautiful thing. With Patton, I don't know where you look. I think Patton first looks at the secondary and sees just exactly where spots can be fixed, and then looks at the blitzers, because his style does have a lot of heavy pass rush, and I don't think they blitz that often, but rather looking at just dominant edge rushers. And so I think he's going to look at different things to see, okay, who actually was playing well, who wasn't. And I think it's just everyone is under evaluation. So, yes, surprise can happen. If you look at that 2019, there are a lot of free agents in 2019. A lot. Which means I think you're going to see a lot of releases. You're going to see some extensions. Just kind of a blend of the two. Because that is a very scary year for the Packers. There's a lot of, like, moving pieces. So we'll see if that anything does change with that, and now we won't really hear from coaches probably until right around the draft time and right around the new year, which the new football year starts, I think, March 14th. So got a little time to kill there. We'll be obviously talking a lot more about the Super Bowl next week and look ahead to that. I do want to shout out the Vikings fans who are just being assholes about this whole thing, but we'll save that for tomorrow. Maybe an award given to Vikings fans? We shall see. But anyways, hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, SnowTapWI. Subscribe on iTunes. Maybe leave us a rating. I don't know. Maybe a review. Say, hey, this is best Wisconsin podcast you ever listened to. Just a thought. I don't know if it is. We're also on Google Play. Okay, guys, take care. Have yourselves a good Thursday. We'll talk tomorrow. See you.